Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got a special guest on the Playmaker Show right now. He's going to be performing at our KC's Next Music Showcase Volume 3 this Saturday night at Strange Music Complex. It is one of the artists, 900 Bill. What's happening, man?
What's good? I'm in the building. Yes, sir.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing real good. Feeling real good.
Now, the big show's on Saturday. How you feeling about that?
I'm feeling real good, actually. I'm super honored to be a part of it. I'm glad I got the opportunity. It was something at first that when I did it, I was like, yo, I might not even do this. My brother sent it to me. Shout out Tyler Phoenix. He sent it over to me and was like, yo, we need to get on this. And unfortunately, he didn't get to send his music in and get in on it, but I did. And, you know, look where it's got me now.
Yes.
So.
You should be here, man.
I'm telling you, that's why I'm like, bro, this is your spot too. Like, yeah. I see you over here.
Yeah. Well, 900 Bill, let's get to know you a little bit, man. Where you from?
I'm from Kansas City. Actually went to school right here in Grandview. Graduated 2011. I was not top of the class, but I was like top 15 in golf.
Hey,
at the school, you know, yeah.
That's dope. Golf?
Yeah, I'm a little golfer, yeah.
So you golf on the side?
Yeah, when I can. Like, this winter killing me right now,
yeah,
honestly.
It's killing everybody.
Yeah.
It's killing everybody.
Yeah.
That's a nice little fun fact.
Yeah, so when you see me tweet and you see, like, any of my posts at all, I normally put the golf emoji in there. You know, that means, like, I'm for anything. Like, a lot of people don't understand it, but, like, me and my brother, once again, Phoenix, be getting on me when I put the golf emoji, because he's like, bro, I don't understand what it means. You can't just put four and everything. Four doesn't go everywhere. I was like, bro, it either means it's a hit or it's four, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's golf.
Yeah, exactly. Four.
Four.
Know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. That's dope. Well, now, how long you been making music?
I've been making music for 3 years now.
Okay, so you fresh.
Yeah. Like, I'm a little fresh, yeah. Like, I just recently touched streaming services last year, like middle of last year. I just dropped a tape recently. I did 11K in the first month.
Hey,
yeah, good. So, yeah, I'm out here actually doing good numbers right now. Shout out Wavy Maui, and like my entire team is just grinding with us. Like, they're all putting in work for us. I got Jace here in the studio with me. This is like one of my number one producers. He an engineer, he mixed and do everything too. So we just really getting to touch the waves this year and really, really make things happen. I've been doing music really since I was 12 with my little cousin, Young Kari. He's from St. Joe. He was also gonna submit his music, but
did he forget to?
Nah, he didn't have no radio edits.
Nah.
And like, his stuff radio edited sounds like Bad and Bougie, so
yeah.
You know, I don't know how long that's gonna fly.
Yeah,
you know, him up on the stage,
yeah,
you know,
nothing. You might as well stay in there, just say nothing.
Yeah, bro, just rock your head. You got some dreads too, so it will work.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Young Kari, he really does his thing though. Like, he consistently dropping music. In my eyes, he running YouTube. He just need to get to a bigger city from St. Joe. He just trying to get up out of St. Joe, and he'll do his thing there for sure. But yeah, like, I've been engineering him since I was 12, and it really just been going from there.
That's what's up, man. So it started at 12, but did it start getting serious these last 3 years for you as an artist?
Yeah, these last 3 years is when it really got serious. 2014 is actually when I created the label with one of my other friends. His name is Kryptonite. We created Wax Dabby sitting in the studio room. It was like a glass house studio room that we had. And we were sitting there, and, you know, we was like, we're not saying what's up to people no more, you know? Like, I was like, I'm not saying what's up to people no more. I'm going to start saying Wax Dabby. Like, Wax Dabby people, like, you know, spreading the good vibe in a new way.
Yeah.
And he was like, yo, that needs to be the name of the label. Like, that's the label right there. I'm like, you know what? You right. And then later that night, I made a logo. 2 weeks later or something, we had hoodies. And, like, we had like 20 something songs stacked on a laptop already.
So y'all had the whole brand ready to go.
Yeah, we made it all in a month. I'll
okay.
say that.
And that's 2014?
Yeah, that's 2014.
So now the brand is in full fledged motion now?
Yeah, now it's in motion. We got three strong producers, two strong artists. Let's see, what else we got? We got some clothes on the way. We got a gaming team collaborating with us. So we also got game content to go along with our music, just to touch, you know, the Twitch realm as well.
Yeah.
I'm also Twitch affiliated. So yeah, we just grinding on every avenue. And that's really what Wax Dabby's about, is like, you know, being Dabby to yourself.
Yeah.
And like being Dabby with your team. Like, you know, if you Wax Dabby, then show us.
Yeah. Okay. And so what's this project you just put on streaming services last year?
I just put out I Waved Beach. It's a three-track EP produced by Wavy Maui. She's a female producer, also graduated alongside me. Been a friend for a long time, and I talked her back into music, because she was like, I'm tired of these SoundCloud artists, and she was like, I used to make beats, and I used to just do it, and I need to get back on it. I was like, you know what, you right, like, you really need to get on it. And you know, like, I was that extra ear in her voice, and she been dropping fire ever since. Like, she just put out a tape prior to the I Waved Beach tape. She put out a tape called Leftover Pineapple. It's also on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere you want to pick it up. And she sent me like her first numbers off of it, and she was upset because it was like, she was like, I got 1,200. She was like, I've only got like 1,000 plays in the month. And I'm like, yo, like, this your first tape, and it's just beats, you know? Like, people don't even get on Spotify or iTunes listening for beats, you know? Like, they do that on YouTube.
Yeah.
So like, look at you, like, that's blessing right there.
Yeah, that's what's up. And so how would you describe $900 bill sound?
$900 bill, yeah. That's funny.
How would people that have never been, that haven't heard your music yet, and they're gonna be familiar with it for the first time on Saturday.
Yeah, when I describe $900 bill sound, I would describe it as Poseidon of the Wave. Basically meaning like, it's something you never heard before. It's gonna be something that you're gonna wanna keep hearing, and it's something that, yeah, that's it right there.
Something you never heard before.
Something you never heard before, but something you want to keep hearing, because you ain't never heard $900 bill before, but you love hearing it, right? Mm. Every time you hear the word $900 bill, you're like, ooh, like your ears perk up, you get a little smile in your face, because it's like $900 bill. I want that, you know, like, I want $900 billion, like, I want that. And that's like one thing that always catches me, is because people are always like, $900 bill, what's up? Like, they'll be, you know, it's like, what's good baby, how you living? $900 bill, how you living? It's like,
looking nah, like a $900 bill.
Yeah, it's like, nah baby, I'm living like $900 billion, like,
yeah.
not a $900 bill, I'm living like $900 billion. Like, that's the name, it's $900 bill, because I got 900 billion people down the ride for me. I got 900 billion reasons to keep being positive and keep making positive emotions, and I've been Poseidon of the Wave. You can check my hashtag. I really claim that too. The whole wave and everything, like drip, all that stuff. I believe it came from Wax Dabby. I believe, like, I was doing crazy numbers on impressions on Twitter before like the term got coined up, I guess. So it's all just like kind of shocking to me, but it's not shocking that we're doing so well, because like, I've been Poseidon for forever. I used to be down at UCM, and I was part of the swim team, as we would call it. So
wave.
Yeah, you know, like the wave started early with us. Like, I would be down there, and I had anybody, like, you could see me step out in the middle of the corridor, and everybody was like, oh, there's AP. Oh, that's Poseidon over there.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, I had my brother Zeus. I had a brother Hades. And then we was really Greek gods out here. Like, Todd Phoenix was Aries at the time. So, like, we really rolled deep like that. Like, our whole life allegory.
Just off the wave.
Yeah, off the wave.
So, man, what kind of wave you gonna be bringing to the stage on Saturday?
Oh man, I'm definitely bringing a tidal wave with me. Man, I I'm gonna keep the Trident on me. Poseidon will be in full effect, and the stage gonna be dripped.
All right, it's gonna be a lot of waves in the building on Saturday, man. So yeah, so not a bill. Where can they find you at on social media if they want to check you out for the showcase?
If you want to find me on Facebook, you can Facebook 900 Bill. You can Google 900 Bill. You can Instagram 900 Bill. You can Twitter Chief 900 Bill because I am the lead of things. And if you want to follow me on streaming services, you can find me everywhere under 900 Bill. And also check out that new I Wave Beach tape featuring Wavy Maui. Sorry, my fault. Produced by Wavy Maui. Not even featuring her. It's featuring me. Produced by Wavy Maui. So go ahead and slide that way. If you're so inclined to, I would appreciate you ever.
And you can find 900 Bill this Saturday at the Casey's Next Music Showcase Volume 3 at Strange Music Complex. He's going to be one of the nine other participants in the showcase, man. He's definitely going to be bringing the wave to Saturday, man. I hope you're ready for it. 900 Bill, you think they're ready?
I don't think they're ready, but I know I'm going to make them ready.
That's why he's bringing the Poseidon. He's bringing it all, man. So be ready when 900 Bill takes that stage, man. Thank you for stopping by on the Playmaker Show. We appreciate you, dog.
Thank you. I really appreciate y'all having me. Holler at you.